We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a couple of tough losses on Friday night for your football team. One of them, you lost the game to Maritime Valley, and the other tough loss, you lost Shaden Soul, possibly for the season. First off, let's talk about the game overall. How'd you feel about the way your guys played against Maritime Valley?
You know, I thought overall we had a good game plan going in, and I thought we were doing a really good job executing it. You know, turnovers and penalties, that's kind of been our Achilles heel this year, and it kind of showed again. You know, penalties putting us behind the sticks on offense, and then turnovers. I think we had three interceptions in the first three quarters, and, you know, we end up losing by three possessions. And, you know, turnovers in a close game with a team that's just as talented as you is a dangerous thing. And Melbourne was able to take advantage of our mistakes. And, you know, Cole Lacy, Melbourne's quarterback, he was a beast Friday night, and we didn't have an answer for him. And, you know, he was the best player on the field. And unfortunately for us, you know, it didn't go our way.
And unfortunately for you, you did lose your best player on the field, Shaden Soul, in the third quarter. And unfortunately, it looks like he might be done for the season. But you talk about a guy that's going to give what he can. Shaden sure did that for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Shaden's gave us everything he's had for the last 4 years. You know, he's been a leader for us. He's one of those guys we always look to in the game, off the field, whenever we need somebody to step up. And he's been that guy for us. You know, it's unfortunate for him, his senior year, to have an injury like this and possibly be done for the year, maybe miss a couple games here and there. But, you know, with that, it gives our program a chance to step up, gives younger kids a chance to step up, gives some older kids a chance to take a bigger role in our program. And our guys understand what Shaden means to our team, and they also understand that, you know, we all have to step up collectively and get the job done however we can.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And unfortunately, no game for you this week. Lost Spring Center was to be the scheduled opponent, and unfortunately, they're not playing eight-man football. So that gives you an extra week to get ready for week nine and a chance to maybe make a run in the postseason, but it will start on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's never good to lose a game. Unfortunate for our kids, but – you know, it gives us 2 weeks to prepare for whoever we're going to play in the playoffs. And, you know, with losing Shaden, it might be a benefit that we have 2 weeks to kind of figure out which way we need to go, who needs to step up, get some more reps for some guys that might not have been playing at this point in the season. So, you know, there's two sides to everything, and we just got to be optimistic and understand that, you know, with the negative comes a chance for there to be some positives for our program. Our guys are excited about the opportunity to step up, and you know, we're excited about what lies ahead.
Coach Barrett, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good couple weeks of practice. We look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Hartford State Bank and by Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.